Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. I'm attorney Trisha Morales-Padilla, and I'm going to be bringing people looking for answers to their divorce and custody matters some information to make your road a little less bumpy. In each episode, I'm going to be bringing you bite-sized pieces of information that are short and sweet and will hopefully help you navigate any questions that you may have along the way. If you listen to this podcast and you have questions, feel free to email us to lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com or give us a call at 210-410-8013. Okay, so today in our podcast, I want to talk to you specifically about having children and going through a custody or a divorce. So in the last podcast, we kind of talked about you're thinking about getting divorced or you've been served with papers, what's going to happen next. And today I want to specifically hone in on if you have children and how to kind of navigate that process. So I want to go over a little bit of terminology with you. So obviously this is pertaining to Texas, as I'm only licensed in Texas. We don't use the term custody. And I know a lot of people are really used to using that word, but we call it conservatorship. So it's a little bit different. So both parents are automatically presumed joint managing conservator. Now, when I say joint, it doesn't mean that you have a 50-50 custody or a 50-50 visitation is what people normally think. It just means that while the children or child is with either parent, you can generally make your own decisions regarding the health, safety, and welfare of the child. Now, from there, we have what's called possession and access. Again, we don't really use the term visitation. It's kind of an informal word, but specifically the term that we use is possession and access. And that means when can you have access of the children, either phone, electronically, or through your visitation, as you would call it. So everything, as always, needs to be presumed in the best interest of the children. Anytime you are setting out a divorce or an initial conservatorship action or custody action, obviously, the first thing that you need to think about is where are the children primarily going to reside. So as I stated before, in Texas, joint managing conservator is the standard, and then one person is primary. The primary parent gets to determine the primary residence that the children will live. And then from there, more so if they're school age, then that school determines whether that residence determines where they're going to go to school. So the only decision making that the primary parent can do that the non-primary parent can do is just determine where they're primarily going to live. And a lot of times people get that confused. They think if I'm not primary, I can't make any of these decisions. That's the only difference between primary and non-primary. From there, the primary parent determines the residence, and then the non-primary parent gets the visitation, or what we call possession and access. Now, a standard visitation is generally first, third, and fifth weekend, and then every other holiday. And again, that's very loose of what the visitation schedule is without me running down all of the specifics. And if you have any questions about the specifics of it, we can talk about that. There is also an option for an extended standard visitation, which is from Thursday after school to return to school Monday. And so those are some of the things that you guys need to think about is who's going to be the primary parent and who's going to have visitation. Now, a lot of times the primary parent is requested to have a geographic restriction. Since they can determine the primary residence, the question is, where can they be restricted to? Generally, the informal standard is Bexar County or whatever county you're residing in contiguous counties. So any counties that touch that county. And then if they need to move further away, because obviously the courts always feel that it's the best interest of the children to keep the parents close to each other, so that way the kids can go back and forth between the two, then you would have to petition the court to leave that county. Depending, again, all of this is depending on how you have your specific order or decree set up. If you are tuning into these podcasts and you already have a decree or an order, you obviously are going to have to follow that. And you may have agreed to some non-standard terms, which is completely fine. You can do that. As long as you agree, you can pretty much do anything you want. It's just kind of boils down to if you don't agree, then the judge is going to have to set out, this is what the judge is going to decide. And then they'll generally follow what's called the Texas Family Code to determine all of the specifics. Okay, so you have your primary parent, then you have your non-primary parent. They're the one who gets the visitation or possession and access, as we call it. The non-primary parent generally is the one who is going to cover the health insurance for the children unless they don't have it available. And then they're going to be the one who's going to lay out child support. Child support, we go by percentages. Again, depending on if they have other children that they need to support and how many kids they may still have in the home. They're pretty what's called guideline percentages. One child's 20%, two children is 25%, three children is 30%, but that can also change. And the biggest question is, what does somebody make? And that can get very specific. So I just kind of want to touch on that briefly. Obviously, the children have to be covered under health insurance, whether it be through your private employer or through Medicaid. A lot of people ask if they can get a 50-50 visitation, but a lot of times I find the question is, what do you mean by 50-50? Do they literally mean like 1 week with mom, 1 week with dad? A lot of times, as long as you guys agree to that, you can do that. But if you don't agree to that, a judge probably isn't going to order it. And I'm saying probably because in Bexar County, we have 14 different civil judges. So it just depends, unless that's the status quo, meaning that's what you've already been doing. Or there is some certain scenarios where it warrants a 50-50. And, you know, this podcast is being recorded right in the middle of COVID time. So in case people are listening to this at a later time, you know, with all the remote learning, things are rapidly changing. And so 50-50 is not necessarily that uncommon because kids can do the remote learning anywhere. So again, if you have specific questions that relate to your specific case, feel free to give us a call. 210-410-8013, because it is all very fact specific and about your case. But this is just to kind of give you a little bit of information as far as the process goes that way. So some other things that people generally ask are, you know, can we lay out specific time where they have to do homework with the other parent, or can we lay out that they have to go to extracurricular activities? Generally, you cannot. Because, right, you're getting divorced from that parent, so you can't dictate how they parent, you can't dictate how they do things over there, and both parents are presumed in the best interest of the child. So you kind of just have to leave it at that. Now, one thing that you might want, though, is if you agree to extracurricular activities, you might want to lay out somewhere in your order that you guys are going to split the cost 50-50, or ask the judge for that, or see if the other party will agree to that. And same thing with daycare. Daycare can be very expensive, and the parent who is receiving child support may be left to pay for that daycare out of the child support unless it's specifically asked for. So those are kind of some tops of trees, just kind of surface level things to be thinking about as far as children go. Again, if you have any questions, you can give us a call, or you can email us to lawful, L-A-W-F-U-L, insight, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, podcast@gmail.com to ask for specifics. I know I kind of touched over that really briefly, but I don't want to kind of bog you guys down in a lot of the details when I know a lot of you are just really listening just to get some real quick, short information. And that's kind of what I'm here to try to do. But again, thank you for listening. I'm Trisha Morales-Padilla, and I appreciate it. Thanks. Bye-bye.